Welcome to another edition of The Good Stuff here on your local radio station, like Bowman, North Dakota's KPOK 1340 AM, the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. It's going to feature a $50,000 purse for a PRCA-matched bronc ride, which is Sunday, May 21st. 32 cowboys against a great lineup of broncs. Paramutual wagering is also available. Complete schedule and tickets online at buckinghorsesale.com.
And yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or by appointment, call 605-642-5884. Again, 605-642-5884. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
And the Tri-State Livestock News, it's a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, in fact, the entire region and nationwide. It's Tri-State Livestock News, what ranchers read.
Okay, Mike, I've got something for a little perspective. This came from Michelle Jensen, but I'm not exactly sure. I don't think she wrote it. I think she's just sharing it. It's a little perspective. A story is told about a king in Africa who had a close friend that he grew up with. The friend had a habit of looking at every situation that ever occurred to his life, positive or negative, and remarking, "This is good." One day, the king and his friend went out on a hunting expedition. The friend would load and prepare the guns for the king. The friend had apparently done something wrong in preparing one of the guns, for after taking the gun from his friend, the king fired it and his thumb was blown off. Examining the situation, the friend remarked as usual, "This is good," to which the king replied, "No, this is not good," and proceeded to send his friend to jail. About a year later, the king was hunting in an area that he should have known to stay clear of. Cannibals captured him and took them to their village. They tied his hands, stacked some wood, set up a stake, and bound him to the stake. As they came near to set fire to the wood, they noticed that the king was missing a thumb. Being superstitious, they never ate anyone that was less than whole, so untying the king, they sent him on his way. As he returned home, he was reminded of the event that had taken his thumb off and felt remorse for his treatment of his friend. He went immediately to the jail to speak with his friend. "You were right," he said. "It was good that my thumb was blown off," and he proceeded to tell the friend all that had happened. "And so I am very sorry for sending you to jail for so long. It was bad for me to do this." "No," his friend replied, "this is good." "What do you mean this is good? How could it be good that I sent my friend to jail for a year? If I had not been in jail, I would have been with you."
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely perspective, isn't it?
This is called A Farrier's Toast by Andy Nelson. "May your anvil be tempered, your hammers be tight, and your tools not go to loners. May your horses stand quiet with never a bite. I wish the same for their owners. May the trainers be kind and never reprove from here to far distant lands. And may you ever be able and always remove that nasty thrush smell from your hands. May your nails be 5 city, your shoes be all aughts with nail holes that never forge closed. May joy fill your psyche and garner your thoughts, and your hind end be seldom exposed. May horseflies not bother, the mosquitoes pass, and miracles not cease to wonder. May your horses not colic and never pass gas, at least while you're standing there under." From Andy Nelson here on The Good Stuff.
Oh, hey, I don't know where these came from, but did you know the roar that we hear when we place a seashell next to our ear is not the ocean?
I knew it really wasn't the ocean, but I can't tell you right now what it actually is.
It's the blood surging through the veins in your ear.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. And did you know that 9 out of every 10 living things live in the ocean?
9 out of 10?
Yeah. No wonder they still say there's so much left to discover.
The last frontier, right?
Yeah. Hey, I didn't know about this. The banana cannot reproduce itself. It can be propagated only by the hand of man.
Okay. I've got to put a halt to things here and go have a banana now.
No, wait. I have a couple more to share. Airports at higher altitudes require a longer airstrip due to lower air density. Didn't know that.
That would make sense.
Yeah, the University of Alaska spans 4 time zones.
And now you know all of this because you've been listening to The Good Stuff.